In the spring of 1904, Rutherford travelled to London to give a lecture at the Royal Institution, the august organisation founded by Count von Rumford only 105 years before, though that powdery and periwigged age now seemed a distant eon compared with the roll-your-sleeves-up robustness of the late Victorians. Rutherford was there to talk about his new disintegration theory of radioactivity, as part of which he brought out his piece of pitchblende. Tactfully, for the aging Kelvin was present, if not always fully awake, Rutherford noted that Kelvin himself had suggested that the discovery of some other source of heat would throw his calculations out. Rutherford had found that other source. Thanks to radioactivity, the Earth could be, and self-evidently was, much older than the 24 million years Kelvin's calculations allowed. Kelvin beamed at Rutherford's respectful presentation, but was in fact unmoved. He never accepted the revised figures, and to his dying day believed his work on the age of the Earth his most astute and important contribution to science, far greater than his work on thermodynamics. As with most scientific revolutions, Rutherford's new findings were not universally accepted. John Joly of Dublin strenuously insisted well into the 1930s that the Earth was no more than 89 million years old, and was stopped only then by his own death. Others began to worry that Rutherford had now given them too much time. But even with radiometric dating, as decay measurements became known, it would be decades before we got within a billion years or so of Earth's actual age. Science was on the right track, but still way out.